Yeah. Kick a verse music group. Precise politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? WCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Bitch,
I'm
not
without putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's so real. None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab. Besides politics, I stay in the lab. A similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. Bitch, I know about
putting my work on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Yes, sir.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Sinister mob, you wanna throw dirt on my name to finish the job. They wanna bury me because they scared of me. And best believe these motherfuckers ain't prepared for me. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, let go of the hate if you wanna be free. Rest in peace, Sean P. I'm something like Gandhi sipping Dom P. Shout out to Dom K. And if you wanna play, let the AK spray. I don't speak patois, keep running your mouth and I'ma tap that jaw. Don't let the dreadlocks fool ya. I shoot like Rick the Ruler, leave a clip in your medulla. I'm Tarantino for my people, intellectually violent, no comparison or equal. My vocabulary lethal, injected earphones with a baritone needle. If you hungry, I will feed you. The knowledge, no cost. If you lost, then I'ma lead you. Ay, ay. Ay, cuz, ay, cuz. Ay, blood, ay, blood. Ay, cuz, ay, cuz. Ay, blood, ay, blood. 16 million of us locked up. Mike made out the bullets that shot Pac up. That's a metaphor, I'm giving you a metaphor. If we don't learn from our past, then what we headed for? Repetition ain't a revolution. My people going in circles, my nigga, what we doing? We want a milli rock and shuffle our feet. Gotta pay for the pussy, you can't fuck for free. That means if life is a bitch, you gotta pay your dues. You wanna see them tits. Y'all picking up what I'm putting down. That dude y'all call the king is just a fucking clown. Y'all put a crown on him and forgot the truth. Just like a dentist put a crown on a rotten tooth. He's the root of all evil. Worshiping the cash that y'all asking him to lead you. Straight to hell on the path paved with gold. Y'all better be happy I'm here to save y'all soul. My crippin' been weird, my pen has been feared. My pippin' sincere, yeah bitch I'm in here. In your ear trying to give you the game.
Yo, this is Valentin. Right now you're checking out Microphone Masters. The hottest series out on the internet. Dope interviews, dope music, introspective questions.
Heads ain't ready for the pity. We got them. Heads ain't ready, man. I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the click. We got. Heads ain't ready, man. I swear.
Nowadays I had it up to here, from my chest to my head. When the Buddha bless my head, then the eyes are red. Coming for ya. 3, 2, 1, nice to know ya. You wanted to pop junk, so now it's like a little figure or the floor.
Heads ain't ready. Grab the original guns and machetes. I pin that to the grass like I was Teddy. Cause brothers ain't ready for the frozen the dreads. Hit you with the Glock from your toes to your head.
There's an X amount of yard weed, yo, that's the guard. We pass it over here so I can get Irie. Why we smoke so much, brothers be asking why the original gun clappers keep on clapping.
Heads ain't ready for what my clique got in store. Cause what we got in store keeps us prepared for the war. Shows get blown, hoes get thrown out the room. Plus napkins for nibbles that ride D's from now to noon. Now assume position, post pissing in pants. Cause lyrical skills is making you feel
still, in case you don't know how we be living. It's in my nature to keep robbing like infants. For real though, when you're still broke, kill or be killed, yo, you don't know. So that leaves you screwed like a dildo. I still blow punks like crust into dust. Plus we got your buck.
Who the warriors?
Rockin' ruck and
heads
what?
Ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ready. Ain't ready, man, I swear they not. Heads ready. Ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not.
What's that aroma in the air?
Treason.
So what that means, son?
Son, it means it's hunting season. It's time to stack pates. Do you got what it takes? Can you react when your life's at stake? I rock the stripes of an MP on my Tim tree and keep a watch for my enemies.
Whenever he come in the midst of the boot camp click, it gets realer, so I still serve justice. 32 degrees freeze until these MCs decide to relieve you of freeze.
On my way from out of state, I hit my block FAP with my man Ruck and my man Rock ST. Just left my man Brown Nose. Now we got a sack of the black for the shows. Clothes ain't really nothing to me, but I stay with my Timberland tree and my B-double-O-T-C. Rock the party, keep my head not T. Did you notice me floating with potency? Buckshot, the BDB, and Evil D. Rock fluidly.
Heads ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not.
Mr. McGee, don't get me angry. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry. Ill thoughts to the dome start to change. Rearrange the way I be kicking. My flavor, even my neighbors notice a change in the ruckus behavior.
Now you roaches don't even come close or approach this. What I be smoking, leave your monkey choking. Straight from Yardie, like the one Robin Marley. You hardly ever saw me without a bag of that bomb weed. I wake up in the morning and chocolate's what starts it. Reaching in my pocket for the roach to spark it. I'm stepping in hotter this year with my brethren dry tear and my cousin with no fear. So who wanna come test the top dog? They dig you out the ditch and then they take you to the mall.
Kill the laws, pay the cost. Who's the boss? The generals pass laws that we GCs enforce.
So you get stamped quick by the boot camp click when your fake MCs come with the same old skits. Wanna be hardcore but don't know what it is to get paid in the streets or to really get biz.
Here's misdemeanor, the crook with the mouthful, known for being alive and rocking those flavor Timbos. It's half past Lincoln, clothes that are stinking. Country boy got me just zoning and thinking. Time to start stacking on you crab snakes. I gotta move right cause my rep's at stake. Call up my dogs that's quick to bust. Partners in crime, take you back to the dust. Now I got four eyes to watch my back, plus my own two, make it a 4-6 pack. Now we bring the ruckus to wanna be suckers. Body and knuckles like I change up my chuckers.
Don't you know the W-A-R is O-N? Open to them head scoping, hoping they can get a bite and write what I write. But they don't know the night keeps me in my click airtight. Right. All y'all writers wanna chunk the script, but you quick to take a flick by my side as you shake my hand, giving a fake smile. But I peek you for a while, ease out, selected when the BD pull your file. Can I pull your card again? The Bucks Guardians, the armor, leg, leg, armor, head, so begin to drop the bomb so I can drop
you
the.
You asked for it, who won before his war? For this, I packed twin automatic 4-4s. Hit the same before, don't even speak about my plea. Many pop chunk with front when them see me, them not
heads ain't ready for the click we got.
Microphone Masters, J Love here with an artist that I feel ashamed because I just recently found her and got put up on her, but I guess it's better late than never. The one and only Lyric Jones, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. in terms of doing some research about you, I definitely want to get into your career and kind of where you are now. But you have a new project that just dropped. I happen to be, this is, I guess, the wonders of the algorithm going through, and I happen to find a song, find your new project, and then I, you know, listen to a few songs, and I said, okay, I got to get this, get one of these songs up on the show.
Nice.
Talk about your journey in terms of perseverance, because I know you started really releasing projects, I want to say around 2012, if what I saw is correct. Your journey to get you from there to here, I would imagine perseverance has to be the key in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, perseverance is my middle name for sure. And every time I think about it, I don't really know where I get the strength from sometimes, because, you know, just pushing through in this game, especially as a woman and in hip hop in general, can be like an abusive relationship. Especially shit you don't have to deal with. It really is a true testament of loving it and loving what you do, because you realize that you're just doing or trying to find resources to do what you enjoy. And that turns into different milestones and different things. So yeah, I started in 2012. I've been really kind of putting out music, I would say, since 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. But as far, that's like, you know, on MySpace or what have you. Right. But my first debut project was my Jones Street album in 2012. And, you know, that kind of kicked the door in with a lot of people kind of hearing who I am and doing festivals and putting together shows. I really got my foot into that, like curating and putting shows together. And I moved to L.A. from Atlanta after the first album.
Now, I saw that you, again, we have Lyric Jones here on Microphone Masters. I saw that you are an educator. Are you still in that capacity? I know, of course, music is a part of your life even as an educator, but are you still doing that?
Yes, I actually, I'm new to it, but I teach rap techniques and some artist development and songwriting classes at Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California. Cool. So, I'm kind of the only face of hip hop there.
Other
than the DJ department. And that's been interesting because they're primarily like a rock based school. So really trying to, you know, not only be a woman, but kind of force through the importance of hip hop, especially today at a music school. It kind of surprises me that it's not the forefront, considering the charts and looking at the charts. So I've been, you know, getting my feet wet with learning different ways to teach and where to pull material from. And now it's been about 2 years. So I'm still doing that. It's hard now because of COVID, but we're finding ways of me trying to teach it online and Zoom and things like that.
Now, that's, I do a little MCing, and so some of the stuff I'm going to ask is maybe because of my super minor infinitesimal percent of going through some things. And then I also was a substitute teacher for about 18 months while I was going for my MBA. So okay. I learned a lot of patience by in terms of being a substitute teacher. They didn't take advantage of me, thankfully. But you learn a lot when you're trying to educate, trying to convey. Did you find that has helped at all with when you're putting songs together? Did it help with song structure? Not only what you see, what you hear in your, what you feel in the music, but to really be able to convey that in with the music that you put out since you started teaching?
No, I wouldn't say teaching has affected me as a songwriter at all. It definitely has affected me as a communicator. And there's so, when you have a class of so many different people, especially the school that I teach, there's so many international students. So it's been very challenging. I mean, you know, as rappers, what we use are our words, our language, you know? So as much as hip hop is a universal language, it's been very challenging and interesting in so many ways of how to communicate to some of my Chinese students or Japanese students, you know, who really love the culture but don't understand slang or syntax of wordplay or what have you.
Right.
So it's definitely taught me the patience in that part with communicating. But as far as my natural pen and how I make music, I really separate that altogether. It's a completely different side of my brain that I'm using as a teacher versus just an artist being Lyric Jones.
Now, again, we're here with Lyric Jones here on Microphone Masters, and so the new project is called Closer Than They Appear. One of the things, I think it was a recent Vibe interview that you did, that talked about the word stagnant was used, that you at some point felt a little bit stagnant. How do you fight through that? I guess it would be luck because of the way in which you continue to push forward with some of the associations that you've made, for example, with Fonte, for example. But how do you push through stagnation to get to the point where maybe to fall back in love with the music, so to speak?
That's a good question, because if you were to ask my family members or my good friends from college or what have you, they wouldn't think I'm stagnant at all. Okay. They just been seeing, rising from the beginning. And I have to remind myself, yeah, there's been progress over the past decade, definitely. So in the grand scheme of the word stagnant, it hasn't been that, but it has been a constant, I would say still playing in the same sandbox, so to speak. So it's not stagnant as far as accomplishments, but it's still in the same lens of the industry, whether it be, the same type of people, the same platforms. And if you're trying to elevate, there's certain, I never got in Vibe magazine up until now, So for 10 years, I was seeing certain peers that, I've had, whether the same experience or more or what have you, where I'm like, man, how did they get on BET Cypher, or how did they get in Vibe? And so for me, those types of things, those obvious platforms felt stagnant, especially on the performance level. But little notches and little checkbox have been made. So it was a weird dichotomy of my emotions of respecting the progress and the process, but also realizing like I have a lot of work to do, especially considering how long I've been doing this.
Communication is textual, always spoke my mind, but now you got me feeling skeptical. I'm confused because you're everything I wanted. No one by my side, but now it's you I flaunted. Like a Christmas gift that didn't last past New Year's, I shed a few tears, happy memories haunted. Know about the fairy tale train, I was on it. Hop off before it's too late or nonchalant. Threw up the deuces in the Kanye shrug. I daze as you walk away, reminiscing your hug. The perfect drug, so why aren't you illegal? I'm temporarily high while you're mentally lethal. You still my people, just know I tried to be flexible. I saw you act, but yo, I'm trying to see the whole festival.
It's a spectacle, a nightmare I envision and dream.
Gotta sleep with my eyes open, then win death from your lies, now I'm Beethoven. Guess that's why I'ma keep going, you still ignoring that we plateauing. We need to face this shit, here we go again. We smile for the fans and chuckle for the press. Vitinelli style, scandal living, playing chess, faking how we do it best, even when we having sex. I'm sick and tired of sick and tired, you know the rest. I'm confused at how you look at me, you're staring unaffected and remind me that we couldn't be. Well, more like we shouldn't, we holding all the bullets, I was strapped with passion. Guess who killed it? Murder, he wrote. Maybe since I met you, I saw this crime fast, though. Suspicious like I'm J.B. Fletcher. No need for a suspect sketcher.
You're just a...
morning is like, when you come home from work, you say,
Maybe I should turn around and say,
you gotta give me some now.
Yo, boy, Farrell Punch, right now, you're listening to Microphone Master Radio.
This motion picture is being presented to you by the conglomerate Entertainment. Please be advised that you should consider this as a warning.
Yo. Now we came here to demonstrate all the real life shit that we create. We the master of the street. Fuck what you heard, cause everything else is quite absurd. And you know we keep it tight, that's what they say. And when you whip it in your truck, just bang this every day. We won't stop rocking, we coming correct. And all these rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
You see, we're dropping that strong shit, more powerful and dominant. So just respect my conglomerate.
Look, bitch, I'm back as Bigfoot. Giant King Kong boss presence, they been shook. Try it now. Lock the street, let the kid cook. Tie it down. Don't be mad when your bitch look. Quiet down. You don't sound too convincing. No stamina, rap niggas, you need ginseng. I godfather this shit. Pinky ring king. I bomb shit. Nuclear missiles is whistling.
Now y'all niggas wanna run and hide like roaches.
Cargo of coke on them boats, let the ships in. It's been a drought, coke prices is up, ching ching. Shout my niggas from Brooklyn House to sing sing. Cold winters get real warm, hailstorm. Like I'm shaking and beefing in jail dorms. Got a nigga beast in the way, I'm in rare form. Now why should they respect him when ringing the air horn?
What you doing? Cause I'm about to ruin.
What's what up, boy? What up,
man? You see, we're dropping that strong shit.
Let it breathe, and
more
then I'm
powerful and dominant. Yeah, so just respect my conglomerate.
With success comes stress if it's my grind. Yeah. So I light up every night, nigga, skyline. Yeah. I keep getting better, they should call me fine wine. Why these used to bees wish they could rewind time? But nah, it is what it fucking is. Woo. And going hard is just a part of the fucking biz. Uh-huh. No porno, right now I'm in the Bordeaux. But usually in a pair, damn, I never saw those. Glass of pink for everybody. Yeah. They say stay hungry and never thirsty, so I'm buying drinks for everybody. Problem is that I can't link with everybody. And nowadays, everybody think they everybody. You think you big meats? No, you don't. Bring the strip club to the house? No, you won't. And I invite you to the top, but I'm sure it's for real niggas, and you would get stopped at the door.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong shit, more powerful and dominant. So just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, a real nigga never worried about what a coward do.
Time is money,
so I respect what an hour do.
One phone call,
and the posse will shower you. You know my regime is
much more powerful.
Same plans, of course.
Every gram that's lost.
Get charged to the game, cause every man's a boss.
Respect my conglomerate, cocaine cash in the stash, in the mask.
My connect is anonymous.
You don't want a problem with
niggas that get your mama hit. Mama
no
hit.
Death with a flesh wound.
Nigga, I'm the shit, no restroom.
No room to rest.
Cause them niggas will test you.
See where it gets you.
Baptize these rap guys, the gap flies.
Cocaine crack pies, big niggas get half size. When the sword hits the waist or the four hits the face,
he gon' need a prayer, put the call in the mace.
I put it all in the coke,
put it all in the chase.
All in Wachovia,
all in the H. 9 mm's and Tech 9's, you will respect mine.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong shit, more powerful and dominant.
So again, Lyric Jones here on Microphone Masters. She's a busy woman, so I appreciate her time. But so when you're talking about in terms of being an MC, I know one of the things that you, again, doing some research, you don't want to be considered, you know, a female rapper. And as I'm saying that with, you know, air quotes, you know, the female rapper and all this stuff. And you got skills vocally, you have skills as an MC, all those things. How do you, when you look at this project and again, listening to an excellent project, what are your expectations for this project? And then also, how do you continue to elevate yourself in terms of to separate yourself from those, not just being a female rapper, but just being a rapper? I think of Rhapsody, for example, where she's made a lot of strides in terms of just being compared just to MC, instead of what's the best female MC and the best male MC, you know, and those separations.
Well, I'm honestly just trying to move out of those conversations altogether.
Right.
not like rapper period, you know, because I do more than rap. And so the moment I'm associated with rapper, it's immediately the female rapper, and it's immediately these lists of people that I'm always looped in with, which is fine. It's just, it feels a little stifling and again, stagnant, because I know that I have a lot more to offer than just raps. You know, I'm a producer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a drummer, I'm a arranger, I sing, you know, I have a jazz background, I have all these things. So at one point in my career, I just was rolling with it because people were so impressed with me as a rapper. So I'm like, okay, if this is an impressive thing and this is what's getting me through these certain doors for now, I'm gonna roll with it. I'll hop on drums every now and then, I'll rock with a band. But now I feel like as I've reached this point in my career, I'm just tired of being in certain conversations, period, because it's limiting, and the icons that I look up to who are very versatile don't get looped into male this or female that. They're just looked at as iconic musicians or artists. We don't look at Pharrell and call him a male MC. We don't look at Missy Elliott and call her a female MC. You know what I mean? So we don't look at Stokely and completely disregard that he plays drums on his albums. So these are the type of Anderson .Paak, like these are the type of people that I would love to start being included in these conversations. And Fonte is a direct linear perspective of that, because he was somebody I looked up to coming up as somebody who was respected in all spaces. He was seen as a rapper, but also was seen as a curator and a musician and a vocalist, you know? So, the female air quote thing is definitely annoying, but just being called just strictly a rapper, is hopefully I can start planting those nuggets more and more for people to start realizing, like, okay, she's like out of here. Like, we can't put her in any kind of box. And yeah, that's always what I've been striving for.
I like this. So I just got a couple more questions for you before I let you enjoy your afternoon. I want to ask, so in terms, you mentioned, production, and obviously you play instruments and all those things. I'm just curious, as a producer, what is, how can you think back upon a great session that you had with a band or with an artist in which you really helped to form or to really help to realize that artist or that band's vision and really create something really beautiful, whereas maybe they were unsure about how they were going to approach this particular song, the arrangement, whatever that is, and maybe how that felt?
Well, as a producer, I haven't produced for other people yet. So that's the thing I would like to check, a box I would like to check off. And I'd like to look at myself as, you know, aspiring to be more of a Quincy Jones brain, where, you know, I can kind of orchestrate and put things together. Really, vocal production I've had a hand in helping a couple people, but I really just kind of produce for myself. So I haven't had that experience yet with other artists, but that's something that is a challenge that I would love to, you know, that I look forward to hopefully doing, with presenting, you know, certain production or working with someone in the studio and I'm behind the scenes. That would be a different lens for me, for sure.
Well, there we go. We put it out there in the atmosphere, so it's going to come true. It's going to come to fruition. So
yeah, that'd be fun.
So now I'm going to ask you, so this is it's going to be the last question. I want you to let folks know, of course, where they can stay in touch with you in terms of social media, website, all those things. But so as you're doing that, think of this. What's a question that you wish somebody had asked you? A question that you wish somebody had asked you that you would have loved to have answered. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with you and follow what Lyric Jones has going on. And then what's the question you wish somebody had always asked you?
Well, everybody can find me at all things Lyric Jones. There's no K's or Z's or anything. It's just spelled LyricJones. The best place to find me is my website, thelyricjones.com. So thelyricjones. I think a lot of people fail to, especially kind of like people who have come into my hemisphere of quote unquote helping me. I would love for people to ask me what is my, what do I really want to do? And how can I help you make your vision happen? You'd be surprised how many people ask that question, but they're waiting to respond with what they think.
Yes, indeed.
What they think they want for me to do. So it's, I respond and say these things or what I feel, and it's just taken to an account of, okay, but I think you should do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So I would love for somebody to say, Lyric, what is your ultimate vision of this project or this show or whatever? And what do you need and how can I get it to you?
I hear that.
That's the dream for anybody, right? Like,
yeah.
What do you need? How can I give it to you? And think about it, like the Beyoncés of the world and Kanye West or whomever, that's the level that they're at. It's like, this is what I want to do. Provide me the resources. So I would love to get to that point where I can just use whatever my vision is as a canvas and just paint, and nobody give me back talk, nobody give me right. all their opinions, just let me do me, and create, like, without any restrictions, without lack of resource. I would love to experience that for once.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. So this has been the one and only Lyric Jones here on Microphone Masters. So, of course, we're going to get into some songs. And you know we got to get into some stuff by Lyric Jones. You are listening to Microphone Masters.
Deadly legendary actor, school commotion, hot trains, money the only focus. Stick up kids talking that hocus pocus. Get school kids talking who flow the dopest. Trading subway tokens, perfecting my 3-point around the way. And ate from P&R like every day. Right near where Ebony's stepdad stayed. We youngins getting our nails done and our hair laid. Streets bumping redoms and sky reggae. Rest in peace, Dawn. Juve will never be the same.
Still remember my own block. Dodging cops, bumping big and pop. Round the shots on the Ave up to no good. Still having your street lights at 8 o'clock. Cuties at the park, my favorite spots. It never stops. I rep like anyone should. I love my hood, yeah. I love my hood.
I rep my hood like anyone should. No flex, I'm good. Respect my hood. I rep my hood like anyone should. No flex, I'm good. Respect my hood.
So Catholic school by day. Sims and J's with my uniform. Two buses in the train. The Mass Ave where I transform. Living college life early. Shout out to Berkeley City Music. Had all this talent in my toolkit. Was a church kid. Usher board in the choir and the drama. Used to study Drew and Lyndon's pocket like no other. Radar kept my pen sharp. Age 15. Had two jobs at Brookstone and FYE. My bedroom in the attic, Bow Wow to B2K posters, VHS cassette tapes like how it's supposed to, Mattapan, Norfolk Street, right by Jubilee, 20 minute walk to catch the trolley, being fast with my bestie, headscarf and lip gloss, guy was looking out, kept it safe at all costs, long walks through Almont, summertime sounds, actors bumping dip set around town, snow blizzard came though, pops were shoveling, mom tussling and bustling, I be upstairs bundled up suffering, cold as fuck, watching them TV2 turned all the way up. Left home a decade plus. Man, time flies. Had to write a love letter about once upon a time. Don't miss that bipolar weather. Leaves, color change was fine. I'm out west, still repping home on my mind.
Still remember my own block. Dodging cops, bumping big and pop. The rounder shots on the Ave up to no good. Still loving it, street lights at 8 o'clock. Cuties at the park, my favorite spot. Never stop, I rep like anyone should.
Should. No flex, I'm good. Respect my hood. I rep my hood like anyone should. No flex, I'm good. Respect my hood.
In. But either way, I had to lead the bay. The only reason why niggas even believe today. And if I would've stayed, I probably would've played right into the hands of these jealous niggas they keep at bay. But it's all just semantics. I used to press up flies and do van hits. Now your nigga pressing down a Van Wick. I know they can't stand it, right? And mama said, tread lightly. Tread lightly. Your skin color is fair, you bred lightly. What might seem like an advantage to some may add vanity, son, and that can come back to bite back. Said never spite me, because of my belief these other rappers won't like me. And
Instead of switching, I'm keeping the same position. These lame niggas that's bitching, I tell them to come and bite me. Fighting off my demons, and niggas think that it's horseplay. I portray what I feel is needed, of course they want to take a nigga's spot, cause they see a bigger plot. Till they face to face with my work, then they rapport change. And can you blame fools? They was given this dream like they just can't lose. Explain who can refrain from eating the same food without a change, not go insane or vomit on they shoes. I pay dues in this region, we need variety. I think these high niggas feel threatened by my sobriety. But it's all just semantics. I know they can't stand it, right? And mama said tread lightly. Tread lightly. Your skin color is fair, you bred lightly. Bread lightly. What might seem like an advantage to some may add vanity, son, and that can come back to bite me. And papa said never spite me, because of my belief these other rappers won't like me. Instead of switching, I'm keeping the same position. These lame niggas that's bitching, I tell them to come and bite me. And sister used to tell me, please Allie, don't be a fool. If you gon' do this music, use rappers and be a ghoul. See, this could be your tool. If you ain't saying something meaningful to people, then you probably need to be in school. Well, I guess I kept my promise. Instead of being thankful, they judge me for being honest. And this is just a prelude. I pray you portray, dude, in the proper light. Just don't write me off as some bae, dude. Explain who could refrain from eating the same food without a change, not go insane. It's like you playing pool. And for that profit, these niggas get out of pocket. They watching you from their corners on that green, and they waving tunes. And the white stick's the nightstick, and everybody's balling for moving that white bitch. Life slips, and it's more than just semantics. No, you can't stand it.
Going against right? The grain, I'm not in the crowd, the crowd, the crowd. And they can never break me down. They won't break me down, 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 down. Yeah, oh no. They won't break me down, 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 down.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can